Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Man, does the weather look bad. Holy cow, lots of rain. It's absolutely miserable. Thanks so much for joining us. Shut up. Really getting old. All right, fine. So, again, the rules of engagement coming up for graffiti. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call. 740-325-1490. When your call's answered, do not wait for anyone to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, which means no matter what kind of ailment you have, no matter how sick you are, no matter how physically challenged you are, even if you are essentially a vegetable in a comatose state, if you can call in, and some of our listeners are like that, you can actually still call in and say or do whatever a vegetable would typically say or do. If you're in an iron lung, you can still call in or have somebody call for you, I guess. If you are in intensive care and you got tubes and wires coming out of you, but you can somehow reach the phone, you can call in. We more than welcome you. You know, we don't care what kind of illnesses you have. You could have leprosy. You could have beriberi. You could have the creeping crud. Could be attention deficit disorder. A lot of my listeners seem to have attention deficit disorder. It's I don't know why that is, but boy, you try to get them to stay focused on something, and next thing you know, it's like, oh look, a squirrel. You know, that kind of a thing. It's really the damnedest thing. My listeners are unique. I've never, you know, you hear other stations, other shows, not just talk, but I mean, you know, music, whatever. And when people call in, when they're interacting with the listeners sound fairly normal, fairly sane. You know, they're happy sometimes, they're nervous and all that, but they're fairly sane. You call Dan Patrick, and they're, you know, sane, articulate callers. Johnny O, sane, articulate, fun, you know, whatever, and on and on and on and on. And then there are my callers, my listeners. I don't know what it is about, well, you, but something just ain't right. I don't know what it is. And it's not, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm sure you're actually fine. I'm sure you don't mean to come across as if you're some type of a serial killer, an axe murderer, or anything like that. I'm sure it's just my imagination. But boy, oh boy, some of them, I tell you, I dread whenever I go out and just, you know, out and about. I mean, everybody recognizes me, of course. Not everybody comes up and says, hey, I recognize you. I know who you are. You're that Dimitri guy. You know, but every once in a while they do. And the first thing that I say when someone asks, oh, are you actually Dimitri? First thing I say, almost without exception, is this. Does this Dimitri guy owe you any money? And if they say no, then I say, well, yeah, that is actually me. Hi, how you doing? And they're typically very nice, but they've got that look. You know, it's always the eyes. The eyes typically give them away. You know, some of the eyes... especially some of the women that I had dated before I got married, obviously. They were very nice. Some of them were very hot. But there was something with a few of them about their eyes. Their eyes were some, I can't describe it, but if you're a guy and if you've been around for a while, chances are you've seen it. The eyes scream crazy. They can be beautiful women. Many of them are, you know, good-looking, great bodies, very, you know, flirtatious and articulate and, you know, all the good stuff. But something about those eyes that scream, you better stay away because there is something wrong. It's the eyes that always give them away. On Twitter, oh my God, the different pictures that you see on the images that you see on Twitter, it's a lot of times, you know what it is? A lot of times, now that I think about it, it's the purple-haired women on TikTok. When they go on and on about how much they hate Trump and this, you know, they hate men and this, that, and the other, you know, and they love Crocs and they love their cats and they drive Priuses and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You take a look at the eyes and the eyes scream crazy. I don't know why that is, but try that. See if you haven't noticed this or don't notice the same thing that that I do. Anyway, back to my listeners. They come in all different shapes and sizes. I'm very grateful to have all of them, even though I'm always nervous around, well, all of them. But they're perfectly fine. But when they call in sometimes, it is difficult to get them to focus. It's difficult to get them to, be sane, I guess might be the best way of saying it. But I don't know what it is about my listeners. I know many of them are very upset because I'm not on Facebook now, because of being banned for 6 months, because I had the nerve to share information about the Epstein files from the Department of Justice. And by the way, DOJ is still not doing one damn thing regarding even one of the visitors to Epstein Island, or to the Zorro Ranch, or to the St. James townhouse, or anywhere else. They still haven't done anything to any of them. It is just unbelievable to me. It is just, it defies all logic, defies all belief. Anyway, so there is that. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you just tuned in, you missed some incredible radio. The good news is that you can actually hear the show with a podcast on the rivernetwork.org site, rivernews.org website. And you can hear the show. I had Ron Ferguson on earlier this morning, not to be confused with the Burt Reynolds, Norm MacDonald character that, Frank Hoagland called him last night. I still can't believe Hoagland's performance last night. It was beyond horrible. And he's the Columbus guy, you know, and that's the same Hoagland as state senator who quit to get a better job, quit as a state senator. Can you imagine? And so that's why, and he goes on and on about how important Columbus is and how people in Columbus don't like Ron Ferguson and something needs to be done about that. And so that's why I call Frank Hoagland the Columbus quitter. So on the Facebook live stream, the first hour, which is obviously ended now, if you go to the River Talk Facebook page, you will see that live stream, the recording of it, under, I guess, reels or videos, one of the two. And feel free to watch it, enjoy it, of course, and then share it wherever you can. I can't do any of this anymore. My hands are tied because I had the nerve to share information with you from the DOJ about Epstein. So, but feel free to do that and see for yourself. Oh, there's Mr. Deep Pockets. Hey, Mr. Deep Pockets, how you doing? Where's my check? Sorry. Little inside information there. All right, fine. So, by the way, he still has that beard. I hate that beard on him. I really do. It just it makes him look like a homeless person. And believe me, yeah, Mr. Deep Pockets is anything but a homeless person. Not that he ever invited me to his home, which would have been nice, considering all the money I've made for you. Never invited me to his home. Not even for a housewarming or anything. I would have brought a plant or something of any value. I mean, I would have done that, but no, never his home. Not that I'm bitter about that. I'm sure there's a very good reason for that, but oh well. All right, lineup. We've got the lines already cleared here for graffiti, and your chance to call in seconds away.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Commander Gavini.
To momentarily all we had here, or yeah, man, it don't care about the game. I don't even know whether I'm gonna let it on the show, man. Man, I got to say, it's just out here, it's gonna be raining all day. Try to do your best, try to stay dry, try to stay safe, all right.
Dominican Feeney.
Good morning, U.S. Corps of Army Engineers, Ohio National Guard, 16th Brigade.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Dominican Feeney.
Oh, yeah, come up to him, said, yeah, you know, Frank, even out in the commercial during the whole debate and everything else, said, Omega and, America First, but, yeah, that kind of made me had to laugh a little bit because you didn't know what America First was, or what it means, but it was, yeah, dig it.
Dominican Feeney.
I'd like to report a bunny sighting and tracks. Bunny sighting here in the Ohio Valley.
Tomato graffiti.
And grandma check too. Here's me money.
Tomato graffiti.
You know, the state of Ohio has 3,900 mayors with an average salary of over $70,000.
Dominican Feeney. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, you better give me that $10 you have me for. I gotta keep calling this line and act like I care.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, there's some people full of skulls around here.